This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a look at a single ingredient that can ruin any recipe for happiness as we study Leviticus chapters 8 through 10. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
The consecration of the priests, which we see in today's passage, contained a strange ritual. God instructed Moses to kill a ram, take the blood, and put it on the ears, hands, and feet of Aaron and his sons. When I read this, it reminded me of a song our kids used to sing when they were little. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little hands, what you do. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Aaron and his sons were set apart for God through this anointing and dedicated to his service in all they did. But soon after this, something happened that cast a chill over all of it. In chapter 10, Aaron's sons are killed for offering strange fire before God. God had not commanded them to burn incense on the solemn day of inauguration. That was to be performed by the high priest alone. They were to assist him. And we know from the New Testament that the priests were to burn incense only when it was their lot. And this was certainly not theirs. As I've pondered these events, I've wondered, was there an element of pride in the lives of these two sons of Aaron? They had a tremendous honor bestowed upon them. Had this gone to their heads? You know how it can be when young men are advanced to a place of importance. The Apostle Paul warned about this very thing. Not a novice, he said, lest being lifted up with pride, they fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. I recall the day when a young man was given an important position in the life of the church. Immediately he set about to show everybody who was boss. He began to make demands that were offensive to his co-laborers. He called some meetings that cut straight across the plans and purposes that had been made and in place for months. He didn't last very long on the job. Pride was his downfall. And this first evidence of pride was only the tip of the iceberg. As the years have gone by, he's lost his marriage and followed a course of life which he readily admits is against what the Bible teaches. Can you think of anything good that cannot be ruined by pride? I can't. The kind of pride and arrogance that the Bible calls sin can spoil a marriage, a church, a family picnic, anything. Pride can ruin any good thing. May God grant us the grace to face our areas of personal pride, confess them, forsake them, and walk each day humbly with the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, something God wants to give us that can't be delivered overnight. Join us as we study through the entire Bible together on Daily Discipleship.